This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala al-Mustafa wa ala alihi wa sohbatihi wa man ihtada bihadyihi ila yawmin liqa wa ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. From the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that one of the greatest women that ever lived, ever walked on this earth, is Maryam, or Mary, the mother of Isa, or the mother of Jesus alayhi salam. And her story is dazzling. Even before her birth, her mom has dedicated her to the service of the Lord. And when she is born, so the mom takes her a little while after to the temple and gives her to the elders of the temple to bring her up in service of God and in the devotion of God. So basically, as soon as she can tell the difference between her right and her left hand, she is in the place of worship and in the service of God, and in that way she grows up. And can you imagine the piety and purity and level of closeness and proximity that she attains to her Lord. And subhanallah, the Quran records it, فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. And Allah Rabbul Izzah accepted her an excellent acceptance. And so much so that when she used to be busy in her chambers, in the worship of God, Allah Rabbul Izzah used to send to her fruits of summer in the middle of winter. So, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابَ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. Every time her guardian, Zakariya alayhi salam, used to come in to check on her, to ask about her, he used to find that she has with her the fruits of summer in the thick of winter. So he says, oh Mary, from whence has this come? Like outside, it's frozen, it's snow, transportation is impossible. Where did you get the fruits of summer? And there's no refrigeration in this and that possible. So where did the fruits of summer come in the middle of winter? So she used to say, Allah has provided, and He provides how whatever He wants to whomsoever He wants. At this stage, Zakariya alayhi salam is an old man. Records put him at 120 years old, and his wife almost 100. So they've lived all their youth and they haven't had any children. And now in the winter of their lives, Zakariya alayhi salam is starting to think that I will die soon. Who will take the reins of prophethood after me? Who will lead and teach my people? And with this in his mind, in the back of his mind, he comes and sees these fruits of summer in the middle of winter in the presence of Maryam or Mary. So I hope enters his heart an idea sparks that maybe the Lord that could give Maryam the fruits of summer in the thick of winter could also give me the fruits of my youth in the winter of my life. So he goes to his chambers with this heart filled with hope, and he turns to Allah Rabbul Izzah and asks a dazzling question, astonishing prayer. Like, there is no way on God's earth that this could eventuate, you know. And it is so out of range and so out of ordinary that he is too shy to even verbalize it loudly. You know, so the Quran says, ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا. When Zakariya called to his Lord a secret, quiet, internal dua. Because, you know, abnormal to even utter such a request. Like how? And what would people say if they hear it, you know? So he says, "O Lord, grant me a righteous offspring that would inherit prophethood from me and from the progeny of Yaqub." And he has just uttered the dua, and a little while later he is in his chambers and the angel comes to him to give him the glad tidings of a son, Yahya, John the Baptist, who will take the reins of prophethood after him. And although he is the one that asked the dua, like just a little while ago, he is the one that asked it. His response to the acceptance is bewilderment. Like, "Anna yakunu li ghulam wa qad balagani al-kibaru wa mra'ati aqir." O Lord, I will have a son and I have reached old age and my wife is barren, like post-menopause, and probably osteoporosis has set in, yet still now she will bear a child. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, informs him that Allah can do whatever he wants, when he wills it, when he wants it, he orders it be, and it is. So dear ones, a lesson for me and you. In my world, in your world, certain things seem impossible. But that is based on mine and your limitations. Allah Rabbul Izzah can make the impossible possible. So anytime you're stuck, anytime you think it can't be done, anytime you become despondent and about to lose hope, turn to the one who can do anything. Turn to the one who was able to do anything. Ask him, and bi-idhnihi tabaraka wa ta'ala, he will answer your du'as and make your impossible a possibility. And I know this for certainty. Each and every one of you have moments in their lives that you can remember where you turn to Allah Rabbul Izzah in ikhlas, and in purity, and in honesty, and in earnest. And Allah Rabbul Izzah solved your problem. Allah Rabbul Izzah removed your burden. Allah Rabbul Izzah opened the doors for you. That Allah is the same Allah Jalla Subhanah. So never lose hope from the mercy of Allah. And never give up asking Allah Rabbul Izzah. For Allah Rabbul Izzah answers du'as. فقلت ما قلت إن تك حسنة فمن الله وإن تك سيئة فمن نفسي وشيطان والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.